This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump delivers the keynote address Tuesday at the Republican National Convention. She'll speak from the White House Rose Garden as Republicans hold the second night of their national nominating convention. Other prominent speakers are expected to include Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, speaking from overseas, and two of President Donald Trump's children, Eric Trump and Tiffany Trump. For President Donald Trump, the 4 days of the Republican convention are crucial, a chance through saturation television coverage for him to convince enough American voters that he deserves another four-year term. He has 10 weeks to make his case before Election Day. Polls show his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, leading by an average of 7.6 percentage points, according to an aggregation of polls by the Real Clear Politics website. However, Biden's edge is a bit thinner in several key battleground states that could once again prove decisive in the election. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met Tuesday in Khartoum with Sudanese Sovereign Council Chair General Abdel Fattah el-Burhan as the Trump administration pushes for Arab nation to normalize ties with Israel. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas said in a statement the two leaders discussed the continued deepening of the Israel-Sudan bilateral relationship. Ortegas also said they discussed the importance of the military's continued support for the civilian-led transitional government and Sudan's path toward democracy. Pompeo's schedule included a meeting with Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok. Hamdok became prime minister last August after the military ousted President Omar al-Bashir following months of mounting protests against his 30-year rule. You can find more on these and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The father of Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot Sunday by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. Blake's father told the Chicago Sun-Times newspaper Tuesday his son has 8 holes in his body from his confrontation with police. He said doctors do not know if the paralysis will be permanent. The shooting was captured on cell phone video and led to 2 nights of unrest in the southeastern Wisconsin city located between Milwaukee and Chicago. Police used tear gas Monday to subdue protesters as they marched in front of City Hall. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers called the National Guard Monday to help keep the peace. The protesters, led by Black Lives Matter activists, plan to march again on Tuesday. Belarusian authorities have jailed several opposition activists as part of a mounting pressure campaign against protesters against President Alexander Lukashenko. Lukashenko recently won a 6th term in office in an election his critics say was rigged. A court on Tuesday sentenced one of the opposition leaders to a 10-day jail sentence while authorities summoned the other opposition activists for questioning and dozens of others to appear in court. The protests were triggered by a government crackdown shortly after the election. It resulted in the detention of nearly 7,000 people. 3 people were killed. Hundreds of others were hurt when police dispersed peaceful protesters with rubber bullets, clubs, and stun grenades. 2 other opposition supporters were found hanged in forests. Police said they committed suicide. Opposition supporters dispute the claim. President Trump announced Tuesday he will nominate Chad Wolf, acting Secretary of the Homeland Security Department, to serve permanently in that position. Wolf has served as a temporary secretary for almost a year. In a statement, Wolf said, as the homeland faces evolving threats from natural disasters, violent opportunists, malign cyber actors, and transnational criminal organizations, the mission is as critical as ever. Wolf has been criticized for the recent deployment of federal officers to U.S. cities embroiled in protests against racism and police brutality. His nomination for the permanent position requires confirmation by members of the U.S. Senate. Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for vice president, is on the Senate committee that would hold Wolf's hearing. And world record sprinter and 8-time Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt is self-quarantining at home in Jamaica. He tested positive for COVID-19 following a party to celebrate his 34th birthday that was attended by several sports stars. Jamaica's health ministry confirmed late Monday that Bolt had tested positive. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.